South African National Anthem that was opened by the great Yuma Sikela. Before we jump into our conversation and this two-hour commemoration of Nelson Mandela and his life, let me give you a quick rundown of the day in history. Most will be on our website at steinershow.org. But on this day on December the 9th, what they call the Texas Revolution started in 1835 when the Texan Army captured San Antonio, Texas. What we don't talk about in that with the so-called revolution was that really was about slavery. It was about the Texans wanting to keep slaves and have slaves and expand slavery into Texas, and the Mexicans, who are already freed Africans from bondage, refusing to allow that to happen. That was a big underpinning for all that we never talk about. We just remember the Alamo, but not remember what people were really fighting for when Texas and that part of this country now was part of Mexico. This is a day in 1872 that PBS Pinchback became the first African-American governor of a U.S. state, became governor of Louisiana during Reconstruction in 1872. This was a day that Walter Liggett, a name you may not know, in 1935, was killed in a gangland murder. He was a newspaper editor, a muckraker, somebody who was not afraid to stand up for truth and justice, as corny as it sounds, and was murdered. This is a day in 1946 that the subsequent Nuremberg trials began with a doctor's trial, prosecuting all the physicians and officers alleged in the involved Nazi human experimentation on Jews and others, and the mass murder under the guise of euthanasia put on trial, the doctor's trial. Yesterday in 1953, that the Red Scare was just all over America. One of the things that happened on that day was General Electric announced it fired all of its employees that it said were communists. On this day in 1958, a few years later, the right-wing John Birch Society was founded in the United States. This is a day in 1981 that Officer Faulkner was shot dead. Of course, involved Abu Jamal's brother, William Cook. Abu Jamal was injured in that melee and has been accused and convicted of murdering that police officer, though he and many others say he did not commit that murder. This is a day in 1995 that Kwesi Mfumi was unanimously elected president and CEO of the NAACP. On this day in 1842, Peter Kropotkin was born. He was a Russian scientist and prince and a leading philosopher of anarcho-communism. This is a day in 1905, Dalton Trumbo, the great author and screenwriter, was born in 1905, who was blacklisted and not allowed to work until Kirk Douglas and others brought him back surreptitiously and quietly to write Spartacus and other things. And on this day in 1916, Kirk Douglas was in fact born. In 1912, on this day, Tip O'Neill, the great politician and Speaker of the House, was born in 1912. John Cassavetes was born this day in 1929. Red Fox, the great comedian, in 1922. And Judi Dench, the great actress, in 1934. And Junior Wells, one of the great R&B singers of all time, 1934 he was born. Rube Foster died on this day, one of the great baseball players in the Negro Baseball League, died in 1930, as did Archie Moore, the great American boxer. That was his day, abbreviated in history, December the 9th. We'll be right back and start our conversation about Nelson Mandela.